We'll start our walk 100 yards or so from Grove House, where we can hear the roar of water from the sluices built by Roberts to divert water from the River Bride along the mill lead to provide power and fresh water to his mills. Upstream are the recently restored withy, or willow beds, used in the old days for thatching spars and making lobster pots. We're now beside the Grove Mill, built in 1803. An undershot water wheel lay between it and the older 17th century flour mill on the other side of the leat. Originally, flax was beaten and crushed by swingling machine, but after Robert's time, the mill was used for processing cattle meal and bread flour. In the mid-1940s, I remember being sent to the mill to get the bread and Steve Norlover's very tasty and sticky lardy cake. I'm not sure the lardy cake always got as far as home intact. The mill has now been converted into flats. We're now walking back alongside the leat, and on the right is Grove House with its fine and ancient mulberry tree. Richard and Martha had 5 children, but none had the business acumen of their father, though one son sailed with Nelson was aboard the Victory at Trafalgar.